the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We have an in-studio audience with the in-studio jam this morning. Make some noise, y'all, for Marsha Ambrosia.
Woo! Yeah.
Turn up.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. It's been a minute.
It's been a couple of years. Absolutely. Since the last album. Yeah, Late Nights.
Since the last time. Yeah.
Yes, 2011. Yeah.
Okay. And
feels like yesterday.
I want to play. You know, yeah.
Because it plays very well.
It does.
Beginning to end, yes. What I set out to do is, you know, plan an album that you play intimately with someone that you're into or loving at the time.
So,
there are songs that we possibly can't say on air.
We can't.
Nor play.
Because there are no... See,
you said it. I didn't say it. It's about a bus.
According to my niece and nephew,
it's about of a bus that goes round and round in circles.
Round.
So, yes, we can't play that this time of day since you don't have the clean versions, but Cupid Shot Me Straight Through My
Even
Heart.
I can't even understand a clean version of a song called 69.
Well, there isn't. But we just muted the curse words and the inappropriateness. Yes.
And what about the kiss and...
The kiss and love?
Kiss and Love song.
Yes, the Kiss and Love song.
On the album is Kiss and F Word.
It's the Kiss and F Word, but
we did.
We just muted the last word, and it's implying that we kissed and we loved each other in that moment.
That's one way of putting it.
Okay.
Kiss
and Love. Okay.
Yes.
Now, shoes.
Yes. Now, I have a slight obsession. If anyone follows me on my Instagram,
yes.
Shoes are my thing. Whether it's a stiletto heel or it's a sneaker, I'm absolutely obsessed. So the concept behind the song was to have that late night and early morning that resulted in meeting some friends that turned into a very kiss and love type of night.
And now you can't find your shoes.
Riding the bus
and
named
now-
69.
See how it all
And now
together.
I don't know where my shoes are. But in the within the song,
so good, baby, between me and her, you got to choose.
And just knowing there's somebody else, ain't you?
So where are my shoes? Panties and toothbrush and
That implies that you've already been in that relationship. That means you had stuff over at their place.
And
or now you want to take them back.
Or not.
And there's someone right now.
On a Monday morning.
Looking for their shoes.
Yeah, because, you know, some 9-to-5ers, you have to get to work. And the one thing you'd want is your shoes. Don't know where they are.
Even if it's the same outfit you wore on Friday.
The walk of shame is real.
I think one of the few songs you can say the title to is La 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 La.
No, there's a few. You know, there's the Friends and Lovers intro.
Yeah.
There's So Good. Nighttime.
All your interludes and intros are really good.
You want them to expand.
But
that's what I wanted to do with this album. With the first album, I created moments that I guess made sense together. But with this one, I needed it to play seamlessly. So it's the same through line, the same male vocal that appears every now and again, which is a co-sign of the interns who are the co-executive producers on the album. So I wanted people to feel like they were in that relationship. With music, we don't do the sequels. I'm just thankful that I've got the blessings to do. Sade. Yeah, there's so many influences just growing up in the UK. Like, Sade just reminds me at home, which is why I did the cover for this album. Same reason why I did Portishead on the first one. It's just to remind me of my mother yelling at me, saying, get up for school, it's time to go.
And you give a shout out to your London town.
Yeah, London town, if you're tuning in somewhere.
When are you going back?
I'm actually going back on August 25th. I do a show in Liverpool. Come. I'm doing it in my hometown, Liverpool, England. I'll be in Sefton Park at their festival. And my nephew,
what day of the week
Scott,
is that?
That week is,
is that
going
a Monday?
To family reunion.
Oh, yeah. That's
August 21st, she said.
Yeah.
No,
25th. It's
that's
the holiday
the same
weekend.
Week we go to
yes,
family
I think
reunion.
You have an event.
Mm. When are you going back? I want
to
go.
I know. So I'll figure it out. I'm supposed to go on tour. But my nephew is featured on the album on Streets of London, and we're performing that together. Yes,
she has, oh she has Charlie yeah. Wilson featured on it. Yes.
I do. I have Uncle Charlie, which is such a sentimental song. Spend All My Time, dedicated to my grandmother and aunt who passed away, both of cancer very rapidly. But my brother and myself wrote that song, so I'm just so thankful that Charlie killed it. Sing it, Charlie. All the happiness this money can't buy. Oh, I wanna spend all my time with you. Yes, I do. Now, see?
You go through the highs and the lows of all kinds of relationships, and hence the title.
Yeah, for me, I really wanted to do sequels of what songs I'd already written. I've already written so much, and people, you know, you do in movies part twos or, you know, the sequel of some movies, but in songs, you want to know what happened to the dude and say yes. Yeah. You want to know if it was getting late, did he hurt me again, yeah, twice, exactly. three times over, you know? So with songs, you only get, on average, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. I can't say all I want to say in that time. So with this album, I revisit what happened in late nights and early mornings that resulted in shoes.
And
the guy in your hands is now now I'm getting on the bus. You know, first I was suggesting I wanted to get on the bus with you, but now I'm riding out
after kissing
top of the
love.
Hour
yes.
after kissing and loving
Masha Ambrosius and a live in studio jam here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios that you can see later on blackamericaweb.com.